Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
The writer and broadcaster Mary Dunphy has slammed psychics for preying on the bereaved after she received several messages asking if she would like to contact her late mother. Now, the 46-year-old sadly lost her mum, Helen, to cancer in February. And taking to Twitter, Maya said, I have now had five messages from psychics asking me if I'd like to contact my mum. I do wonder even if some of these people genuinely believe the things they actually come out with. Preying on the bereaved has never sat well with me, nor should it with anybody. I respect anything that gives comfort to people, but let me tell you what I know for certain. If there was a way to contact loved ones after death, my mum would have sent a novel by now. And that recipe I forgot to ask her for. That's nice. She added, in case it wasn't clear, psychics need not send me any more messages. I am all stocked up on the crazy, thanks. Psychos can feel free to sending messages, though. They're sometimes fun. Anyway, Maya has previously opened up, by the way, about the devastating death of her mother, as she described in 2022, her grimmest year. Opening up about her loss, she said, we are all heartbroken. My dad is very stoic and logical, and he keeps saying, we had 50 very happy years. Not a lot of people had that, and I rarely admire him for thinking of it that way. I was very close to my mum, and I miss her. I can't even articulate how much I miss her. And for Tom as well, my little boy, life will never be the same. Now, a recent survey done by CBS News found that the majority of Americans, 57%, we don't have stats over here, 57% believe in psychic phenomenon. They believe there are people out there who can tell you your future and who can talk to the dead. And I want to know if you believe it. Have you ever been to a psychic? What was your experience like? Or do you think they're all fakes? Do you disbelieve them completely? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. What has your experience been? You know? I mean, I'm not a believer, but maybe you can change my mind. Maybe you've been to somebody and you can tell me, honestly, now there is no way, no way they could have known it. Absolutely not. Let me know. I'm here to be convinced. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, some of your audio messages, by the way, coming in as well in relation to this.
Hi, Niall. I went to see a psychic in Crumlin. Her name is Josie, an angel healer. And my God, she was brilliant. The amount of people I've lost who she couldn't possibly have known the names, anything, they were all there and the messages I got. And then when she hugged me when I was gone, she said it was a hug from all of them. And the love I could feel going through me. I always believe in a psychic now. She was absolutely amazing. I don't know if she's still there or not. Josie, angel healer in Crumlin. Thank you.
All right. Is there another one here for you? Hold on.
Niall, Paul here. Love the show. Can't come on. But if they're psychics, should they not already know that you don't want to know anything about their passed on relatives or whatever? I mean, if they're a good psychic, shouldn't they know that already? Before even contacting you. All right, love the show. Talk to you.
I see the logic of that, all right. Cathy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Hi, Niall. The show is brilliant today, by the way.
Oh, thanks very much, Cathy.
Brilliant.
It's great to have you on, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, Cathy, in relation to psychics, have you been to one?
I've been to one, and I also do something similar, which is angel card readings.
Oh, do you believe in all that, the kind of angels and all that?
Yeah,
kind of
the last time I think I was on, I did one for Mike Hogan.
Oh, that was, I remember that. That was a long time ago. There was Gabriel was the angel, wasn't it? I think you said.
Yeah, and that he was going to leave his job and go on to something similar. And he went, oh, no, no, I don't think I'd be doing anything like that.
And he did.
And he's gone.
But now, I would argue that most people in radio, in the position Mike was in, most likely at some point will move, you know, to something bigger or something, you know, with more opportunities for them. So that's quite, I mean, Helena left here as well. So we've won, the way it works is we've one talk show on this radio station where other radio stations might have more than one talk show. So there's opportunities that arise. So that's kind of happens within radio. So that's kind of, I would have said that was very likely myself.
Okay, well, my own experience was maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went to a wellness day in near the Coombe, Dublin 8.
Okay.
And there was a guy there, and he was just doing readings, the cards. And I swear on my life, this is true. He just said to me, he was turning the card, and he went, oh, he said, I have a message here from you. I have a message here. And he really did look a bit shaky. And I said, yeah. And he went, I'm not saying the names, okay? But he said, your son has lost his friend, hasn't he, through a tragedy. And I went, yeah, because it was only very recent. And he actually said my son's friend's name. And he said, will you please tell your son and all your friends, and especially his mother, that he's so happy now that he's with his dad again. Now, Niall, I swear on my life, how did he know that?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I haven't been to one since then because that really shook me.
I mean, I'm a very logical person, I suppose, and I always come up with answers. And what I say in most of these situations in relation to people who claim that they can talk to the dead, that generally speaking, nowadays, the internet has made it very easy for them to do things like that. Because if they know they're going to meet somebody or if they know somebody, it's quite easy to look up Google and put somebody's name in and find out whatever information you want on social media, whatever. So I write off the answer to them doing a bit of research. They're clever. I personally don't believe anybody can talk to the dead, but some people believe they can, and I respect that view as well, by the way. I don't disrespect that view, but I don't believe it's possible to talk to people.
But how would he have known? I mean, this is going back 10 years, and the fella was sort of a foreign accent, and I was just with a group of women. I wasn't going in, you know, I wasn't going in to find out a message for my son and the fella's mother.
Mm.
And I told everyone about it, and they all went down the next day to get a reading, and he wasn't there.
Do you think a lot of these people prey on vulnerable people?
No, Niall, because he was doing my cards.
No, but even psychics, you know,
and
you know,
as if he suddenly I would never go to another one again because it frightened the life out of me.
But you know what? Generally, when you go to a psychic, they do the whole thing about, oh, you're going to be travelling soon, or you're going to meet somebody, or you're going to move house, or you're going to... all that kind of stuff that they generally talk about, right? And I'm not saying that... I think a lot of these psychics genuinely believe they're psychics. But I don't think anybody can read your future. Kathy, your destiny and your future is not... It's not made yet. You create your own destiny. So you can change anything in your future. It's not like it's set out somewhere. You can change any of that. You know
There's
what I mean? I mean,
if
you make a decision tomorrow to say, move to America, let's just say, some bonkers decision to move to America, well, then you're changing your future. You can change your own destiny.
Yeah, but there's another thing that happened. Years ago, my brother used to do fundraising for guide dogs. And myself and my sister often used to go along and dress up as fortune tellers and just tell. Now, we weren't, you know, I'd do the angel cards, she'd be a fortune teller. But there was one day we were doing it, and any money we got, I didn't take it, it went to the guide dogs. But there was one day we were doing it, and there was this guy at the end, and he came in and he went, can you do that man's fortune? He's in a terrible state. He's been told by a well-known guy in Dublin that he'll be dead within this year. And I said, I recognised him because he used to work in the Coombe, and I knew him from when I had my child there. And he came in and he was in a terrible state. And I'm glad I did it. But I said, yeah, sit down. And he went, I've been told I'm going to die within the year. And
no, that's a terrible thing to tell somebody. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's quite a famous person. I won't say his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went, oh, right, okay, well, that's absolute rubbish because this guy used to come into the women in the ward and say, is anyone any eggs they didn't want? And we'd always give them, you know, at breakfast time.
Oh, and those kind of eggs. Oh, sorry.
Well, it seems to me that you're going to be around, what's this to do with eggs? And he sort of looked at me, and because I knew him, and I went, you'll be doing that for quite a long time. You want to see the way he walked out of there? He came in, an old, bent man, and he walked out with his friend so happy.
Okay, well, hold on for a second. Let me just go to Sean. Sean, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sean?
How are you? As I said in my WhatsApp, I did go to a psychic once. She could tell me absolutely nothing weird or funny or unusual, or and that nobody could have known or anything like that. I am a believer in God myself and the afterlife. I have an open mind on psychics, but I believe if there is a genuine psychic, they would live off donations and not charge per person for their service.
But I mean, if you believe in the afterlife, right, well and good, and I respect your belief in the afterlife or whatever religion you happen to be. I don't believe in it, but I respect your belief in it. But if somebody... But if somebody wants to send you a message, be it, say, a mum or a dad or a sister or brother who's passed away, right, and they want to send you a message, why are they choosing to send it to some person standing up on a stage or some person in a room with a crystal ball in front of them? Why don't they just come and tell you, Sean? You know what I mean? I've no idea.
I have an open mind, mixed feelings on psychics myself, Nigel, to be perfectly honest with you.
But you know these people who do it, you know they do the stage shows. You know the people who do the stage shows? Yeah. And they stand there and they go, I have a message for somebody. It's a person beginning with the letter M.
I do think they probably shouldn't be used on daytime radio for those people.
Charlatans is the word I use.
Yeah, well, I'd use a less
complimentary word, yeah. I mean, sorry, but hang on. Cathy, are you still there? Cathy, you still there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Do you ever go and see one of those people on the stage who does the whole, I have a message for somebody who's somebody's passed with a pain in their stomach and the letter M comes to mind. They're tapping me on the shoulder here. They're saying something about you were out cutting the grass last week. Do you know those ones?
Yeah, no, they're frauds. They're just money-making scumbags. They're frauds.
Well, that's that method they use is very famous, by the way. It was invented by P.J. Barnum, I think. It was the Barnum method. He owned the circuses many, many years ago. So that was that method that they use, which is guesswork, essentially.
Yeah, because there's bound to be someone who's got a relation beginning with M who passed over.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. So, well, stay there for a second. Let me stay there, Sean, too. Let me go to Christy as well. Christy, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Christy?
How are you doing, Noel?
How are you doing? Christy, again, Sean is a bit dubious about the whole thing. He believes in God and believes in the afterlife, but he doesn't know whether people are capable of contacting them.
Look, people have their own beliefs, Noel, and I'm not going to tell people what to believe in, but I'm talking my past experience, and I spoke to you in depth about this before. And what I did say to you that time was, and I'll say it to you again, you won't understand what it's like to get messages from beyond unless you yourself actually go and meet one of these people. And as I've offered before, I can make you an appointment with a very good one and you can go and see if you're
there. The problem we have here is because I work in the public domain, so to speak, my life is an open book. So there's very little anybody can tell me that I have never shared publicly anyway, because I'm very honest on the air and I talk about everything about my life, generally speaking. But if there's,
family members that's passed and given their names and what he used to do and all that. I don't think you do that, Noel. No one puts all that stuff up on Google.
I tell you what I'll do. If somebody genuinely believes they're a psychic, if you want to send me a WhatsApp message telling me something that nobody else could know, well, then I believe you. Or they want to come on the air and say it.
I think you'd be waiting, Noel.
I think I'll be left waiting.
No, well, I don't know about that. I mean,
that nobody else could possibly know.
Yeah. Well, how many people that go to these people find out stuff that no one knew?
Well, they claim they do.
Can I share a personal thing with you if I may, please?
Okay, Christy.
Right. I went to one when after my father passed, okay? And my first daughter was stillborn. She passed too. I went to see a lady. I was 37 years of age when I went to see her. She said, my father came through. He told her that he has my daughter, who was a stillborn child, with him, and my sister. I laughed at the woman and said, my sister is at home. She said, you have a sister in spirit as well. I went home. She told me a lot about the stuff. I'm not going to go into all that.
Yeah.
Went home, told my mother and my sister, they were looking after my daughter, my other daughter that was born after the stillborn child. And
sorry to hear about that.
They would have looked at it. No, it's okay. It's a long time ago. Yeah. It happens to people. So my mother and my sister looked at each other when I said, well, my sister. She said, my dad's there, my sister's there, and my daughter's there with her. And the two of them looked at each other and two of them started crying. I said, what are you crying for? Now, taking into account I was 37 years of age with two children of my own and one had passed. And two of them started crying. And my mother said, well, you never knew, but I had a little baby girl between you and her brother, and she died.
Okay, so she had a stillborn.
This woman told me.
Yeah.
This, and I never knew that. The only reason
I'm not going to be the name.
Had a miscarriage.
Chrissy,
you know?
Chrissy, I'm not going to be the naysayer, right? Okay. My mother, I had a sister too. My mother had a baby that was stillborn. Or that died at a very young age. So it was quite common. It was very common going back 30 or 40 years ago for women to have children who, because the mortality rate was a lot lower or a lot higher, I should say. So, you know, people did have children who died very young. So it was quite common. So it would be easy to have a guess at that. Now, I'm only giving you my logical view of it. You could be 100% right. But I think my logical view of it would be that a good guess would say that. If anybody come on the air who's elderly here, I would probably say most likely they had a sister or brother who died.
Okay, I'll take your point on that. But as I said, she told me other stuff about my family that nobody would know about my family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know. If you want to see how good it is, if there are charlatans, and there is charlatans out there, but you reckon here to myself, there is charlatans.
Oh, there is. There's no doubt about that.
Game, you know? But I know the good ones and I know the bad ones.
All right, well, look, I have to go into a break. Somebody says, Niall, I can tell you something you don't know. Dennis O'Brien is paying you $500,000 a year. No one else knows that, Niall. Psychic Kevin Limerick. Kevin Force, I don't even work for Dennis O'Brien. And I wish he was paying me on the side $500,000 a year. I'd gladly accept it, Kevin. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. The question is, the challenge is there. If you're a psychic, come on the air or WhatsApp us or send us a voice note, whatever it is, and tell me something, obviously using sensitivity, tell me something that nobody else could possibly know. Something I've never put out in public, which is very little, but nobody else could possibly know, and then I believe you. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of you are aghast, by the way, so not your message there. I'm psychic and I know you're listening to this. Yeah, of course I was listening to it. You know I was. Somebody says, I'm a psychic. You're gone for a fag now. I didn't have time during the break to go for a fag. Somebody else says, Niall, I'm genuinely psychic. And for example, I could tell you that you've had a tough few years, but trust me, Niall, things will get better. I would just stop out of that, for God's sake. Everybody knows that. I've talked about that a million times on the air. That's not being psychic. Bridget, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Bridget?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Bridget. Now, you had a positive experience.
Yes, I did. I know you were saying there about if you make an appointment to go to see a psychic, you know, they can look on your Facebook page, they can look at all stuff about you. But my mum was going to see a psychic one day and she says to me, will you come with me because I mightn't hear what he's on about, you know, whatever. So I said, I'll go with you.
Okay.
So we went in and he said, there's an awful lot of people here to see you today. He said to me, and I said, no, I said, I'm not the person that has the appointment. It's my mum. Oh, I know that. He said, sit down. And we had lost my nephew at the age of 16, and myself and himself used to have a great old bond, you know, it's new.
Yeah.
Get a crack and whatever with him, like. And every night when I would go out, I would never come home without a bag of chips for Kevin. I would always bring him home garlic chips, always. And he was going on and he was talking away and next thing he turned around to me, he said, thanks very much for the chips. You never forgot him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying,
you must have been, it must have been upsetting and brought a smile to your face at the same time.
He did bring a smile to my face. And the one thing I said to him was, I said, you mean to tell me Kevin is you're speaking to him now? And he said, I am, yeah. And I said, I just said to him then, I said, what colour is his hair? And he said, it's red. And I said, yeah, okay. And then I said to him, right, so where is he? And he says, standing behind your left shoulder. And I just put my hand back on top of my left shoulder and I'm not telling you a word of a lie. The heat that came through my shoulder was unreal.
You know, I'm not going to deny the feeling that you had, and I'm not going to deny the information that you were given. And I'm sure, by the way, there was a lot of other things discussed on that particular day with that psychic and that person. Some of it could have been incorrect and some of it could have been correct.
Yes, exactly. Like, yeah, everyone has their own opinion.
And people,
like,
only, when they tell friends and family about the person they went to, they only seem to tell them the stuff that they believe is accurate, and they never tell them the stuff that they guessed that was wrong. But but either way, I, as I said earlier on to somebody, I have a logical view of everything.
Of course.
And I don't know how that individual had that information, but they did. I don't believe for a minute there was a ghost standing behind you, but you do believe that, and if you believe that and it makes you feel good, well, I respect that as well.
Of course, but like, that was the one thing that was getting to me. Like, it was one thing between us. I never came home without.
It was a bag of chips.
Without garlic chips.
I didn't have the garlic chips. It's like my dad used to always tell me to bring home a sliced pan. It was, when you drop me over a sliced pan.
Yeah. And he always, I'd never, ever forget his garlic chips coming home from after being out for a night.
Like, if somebody had a text in today and said to me, Niall, your father used to ring you all the time and ask you to bring him home a sliced pan. Bring him over when he was living on his own after my mother died, to bring him over a sliced pan. I would have some level of, okay, how do they know that? Because nobody
else. How do they know that?
Yeah, yeah. And I understand the point you make. Well, actually, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Jamie as well before we finish today as well. Jamie, there you go. Bridget had a fairly positive experience. Well, certainly it was positive to her. Do you believe it?
Hi, Niall. Thanks for having me on the show. I don't believe it, and I have a very peculiar reason why. It's because I'm a magician, a working magician and mentalist myself. And
so you do stage shows? Yeah.
Well, typically I do what's called close-up magic or mingling magic, so where I'd be at a corporate event or a wedding and I'd kind of mingle guests as opposed to being on stage, but it uses a lot of the same principles that a lot of these so-called psychics and clairvoyants would use, and they have used over the past, you know, hundreds of years. So the kind of methods I employ, without giving too much away, I'm not allowed to give away any secrets.
Yeah, the magic circle wouldn't be happy with you. Go on.
Exactly. There'd be a red dot on my forehead as we speak through the window. So a lot of the methods they would use would be very similar, if not the same, as to what I do in my live act. And whether that be telling someone the name of their first pet, the name of their first kiss, or even maybe revealing their pin code on their phone.
And so it's trickery.
It's
so, in other words, it's I remember watching, what's that little fella's name? Oh, in England, I can't remember.
Darren Brown?
Darren Brown, yes. And he did this wonderful experiment where he had an audience of 20 people, primarily women. He said he purposely picks women because he said they're more vulnerable to this kind of stuff. And he went out and he said, I am not a clairvoyant. I am not a medium, but I will convince them that I am. And he did the whole Barnum method, which is, and he says, what they seem to forget is they're telling me the information. But they don't remember. But they don't remember that.
Exactly. A lot of people fill in the blanks, and they forget that they're actually giving a lot of information to the psychic and misremembering it. There's a very famous principle in magic called time distortion, and this has happened to me over the years many a time, where I might have met someone 5 years ago and showed them a very amazing magic trick, whether it be a card trick or whatever. But years later, when I meet them again on the street, they've completely misremembered the effect and overblown it to make it
Chinese whispers, essentially.
Exactly.
By the way, you were on Ireland's Got Talent, I believe.
I was, yeah, back in 2017.
How did you do?
Great, very well, yeah. If anyone wants to look, it's on YouTube there if you type in.
What's your second name, Jamie?
It's Jamie Skelton, Skelton.
Jamie Skelton. I have to say, I love magic. I love illusion, because I think it's wonderful. Because I'm one of these people who looks in to see how did he do it, and I slow it down and I pause to try and catch them out. Because everybody knows it's an illusion. It's just an illusion, as the song
says. Exactly, and I like to tell people that I'm a mentalist as well, and makes it look like I can read their minds, but obviously I can't. And, you know, that brings a certain amount of joy to people. You know, like, I have a famous trick where I just get someone to think of a name of somebody. Maybe it's a lost loved one, maybe it's a friend of theirs. And I reach inside my wallet, pull out one of my business cards, and that person's name is written on the back of that card in red ink. And people genuinely think I'm psychic when I do that.
Yeah, you're not going to tell me how you do it, but it's an illusion.
Well, I don't even know how I do it, but it works anyway. That's the main thing.
Jamie, listen, I've run out of time, unfortunately. Yeah. If you want to go to the YouTube videos, Jamie Skelton, he was on Ireland's Got Talent, and he's available for bar mitzvahs, weddings and funerals. He'll do a bit of close-up magic and entertain the guests. That's a very popular thing nowadays at weddings, isn't it, to have a magician floating around entertaining the guests, yeah.
hugely popular. Yeah. I'm on my way into town shortly to a corporate event in the Sun, so I'll be reading a few minds as well.
All right, okay. I love magic. I'd love you to entertain me someday, because I absolutely love magic, Jamie. Listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air. All right.
You're very welcome.
Cheers.
Thank
See
you.
Ya. There you go.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.